You get a free Texan slush on Tuesday at Sonic locations in Houston. We went into the locker room. We heard from head coach Gary Kubiak as well, all about the victory.
I think the biggest thing going the first time out for us to protect the ball all night. We didn't turn the ball over, if I'm correct. We got some turnovers, so, you know, that's very encouraging. You always worry about your tackling the first time out. I thought we started a little rusty, but we got better as the game went. But, you know, I think tonight was kind of a it shows the kind of camp we've had. We've had a lot of young players getting a lot of time in training camp, and our young players really showed up tonight, did some good stuff.
About the job DeAndre
Hopkins,
especially in camp.
Yeah, he's been doing that all camp, Mark, and if you give him a chance with the ball, he's going to make the play. We had actually had a couple more. If we get him a better ball, he made some big plays, but that's why he's here. And, it's just fun to watch all these young players doing good things.
I mean, TJ put the ball where it needed to be. I got to give all the thanks to my quarterback. He put it where it was being. I just came down to play.
Can you take us through the play as you saw it develop?
I knew it was man-to-man coverage, so I kind of felt like, I was going to get the ball, and TJ put the ball in the right place, and I came down with it.
You said several times during camp you feel like every ball is yours.
Yeah, that's how I feel, and that's how all the wide receivers on this team are.
I thought he jumped too early at first, so I was like, ah! But then, he hung up there for a really long time, made one heck of a catch in traffic, and he used those big hands to his advantage right there.
On the two-yard touchdown pass to LaStar, you showed some significant emotion there in the middle of the field, a little high stepping. What were you thinking?
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was first touchdown pass in NFL, so I know it's preseason, but it was a long time coming, I think, for me, and it was exciting.
Start off by telling us about the pick and everything there.
I had the deep middle third, and they ran quick routes. I made a break on it, saw the quarterback throw the ball. Bounced out the receiver's hand, and I was just in the right place at the right time.
What did you guys think of the defense on the whole, the ones, for the time you guys were out there, how y'all did?
I think we did good. There's probably maybe one or two things that we might have communicated wrong, but I think for the most part we're all on the same page, and we did a good job with the time we had and the reps we had out there. But there's always room for improvement. We got to go back, get in the film room, see what was good, what was bad, and work from there.
What were your emotions when you got the quarterback sack?
It just felt good, just trying to make plays however any way I can possible. So they just kind of just left it open for me, and I just tried to take advantage of it.
Looked like the nose tackles on the whole did pretty well tonight, against the interior of that line.
Yeah, we are definitely trying to step up for this team. We're trying to just make sure that we're grinding inside and making sure that we're trying to just make plays any way we can, just stepping up any way we can because, we got J.J. Antonio making plays. We got to do our part as well.
What's that like for you when you got the moment you were able to seize it and make something happen?
It was, just like being in college except for, everything, everybody's bigger, everybody's faster and everybody's stronger. So, my reads and, where I wanted to go had to be precise and, there couldn't have been no hesitation.
What's the keys for you to make this happen?
Really just being confident in myself, being confident in my line, and just playing the game that I know.
How do you look at your first game and what you did out there?
I give myself a B-. I missed the tackle that I really needed to make. So besides that, I think I played good, but that first tackle that I missed, that really hurt me.
That's one where he went 61. Yeah, Take us through on that play and what happened.
I should have went for his legs, made the sure tackle instead of trying to blow somebody up, but that's I learned from that mistake, and I learned from the next game.